It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Commercial fisheries were once a common sight along the shores and ports of Lake Michigan.
But the whitefish population in the lake is cratering compared to even two decades ago. The State Department of Natural Resources says that's largely because of the explosion of invasive zebra and quagga mussels on the lake floor.
The mussels filter the water and make it difficult for fingerlings to survive.
Now the DNR has lowered the commercial fishing quotas for whitefish in Lake Michigan by nearly 40%. The lower quota took effect at the start of this year.
Scott Hansen is senior fisheries biologist at the DNR in Sturgeon Bay. Scott, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Your agency recommended reducing the Lake Michigan commercial whitefish quotas this year by nearly 40%. Why is that?
Well, on the Door County Peninsula, where I'm stationed about partway up, we've got essentially a tale of two waters. And on the Green Bay side and the Lake Michigan side, the situation is entirely different for Lake Whitefish. On the Lake Michigan side, the population has declined dramatically since the early 2000s. We haven't had any year classes, any recruitment, and by recruitment, I mean young fish, new fish coming into the population. Any new year classes that would sustain the populations since the early 2000s. So we're going out about 20 to 25 years or so. And so we've really had some dramatic, dramatic declines that have been felt lake-wide, not just in Wisconsin waters.
What is the contrast then? What do you see in Green Bay?
In Green Bay, what we had seen was a resurgence, particularly in southern Green Bay, where whitefish had more or less been extirpated, particularly in the rivers, in the late 1800s. So we were going on about a century of whitefish being present, certainly, and in central Green Bay, and for sure in northern Green Bay. But around the late 1990s to early 2000s, like around the same time that things really started to decline on Lake Michigan, things started to look better on Green Bay. We were seeing a lot of recruitment. We were seeing a lot of young fish coming into the population. And that, like I said, hadn't been seen for quite some time.
What was that due to?
Well, the biggest issue on the Lake Michigan side, or most of the evidence, points to the invasive mussels. So those that spend a lot of time in Lake Michigan are certainly familiar with first the zebra mussels, then the quagga mussels that had taken over. And what essentially they had done was take out the legs of the food chain, the base of the food chain. So what we call a bottom-up effect. And the mussels are filter feeders, and they filter out phytoplankton, or the plant plankton in the lake. That feeds the zooplankton, or also known as the animal-like plankton that's in the lake. And the young whitefish, the baby whitefish, are entirely dependent upon that zooplankton to sustain themselves, to grow up. And so essentially what happens is a bottleneck there is what we assume is happening, and they're just not surviving to adulthood.
Can you step back for a moment and explain how important are native whitefish to the Great Lakes ecosystem?
So lake whitefish are a native species. They are part of the subfamily Coregonine, or Coregonine, as some people say. And the whitefish family, including Siskos, what we know as Siskos or bloaters, was quite extensive. And they are an important part of the ecosystem out there. They are part of the food chain. And so they're extremely important to the lake ecosystem in and of itself, as well as to the commercial fishery. And then a new sport fishery that developed in Green Bay, again, around the same time the whitefish really started taking off in southern Green Bay. So they're extremely important, and really the last substantial commercial fishery that's left on Lake Michigan right now.
How quickly would these quota reductions impact the whitefish populations in the lake?
Well, they go into effect right away. So the reduction that we made last year will go into effect this year. And one of the issues is that it's really, we don't feel it's a mortality or a fishing mortality issue, being a commercial or sport fishery. So the mortality at the adult stage is really not the concern here. It's the bottom-up effects. It's not having enough young fish to come into the population. having these regulations are very important and certainly worthwhile to preserve what's out there. But if you don't have any young fish coming into the population, that's only going to last so long.
If we can't get the invasive zebra and quagga mussels under control, will that devastate the whitefish in Lake Michigan? What does the future hold?
Well, yeah, quite frankly, it already has. Whitefish were just next in line in a series of species that had suffered dramatically early on, the yellow perch population, then the bloater chub. If people think of smoked chubs that they get, they declined dramatically. When whitefish just hung on a little bit longer because they're a little bit more of a adaptable species. But frankly, if they continue to decline, it's a dramatic and a very, very worrisome thing to lose what was a native species that's been around for centuries, to lose that part of the overall Lake Michigan fish population.
If that would happen, are there other fish that would be affected if we see dwindling numbers of whitefish in Lake Michigan?
There could be. We already have seen the effects from other species. It really has already hit home with a variety of species. Well, we do have a good salmon and trout population out there, and those fish fill different niches in the ecosystem, but really we're already, unfortunately, in the throes of seeing these dramatic impacts from the invasive mussels.
And this quota, it's supposed to be in place for several years. Do you anticipate you'll need to make adjustments before then?
It's quite possible. At this point, we're on a minimum of a 3-year rotation in terms of reassessing the quotas, but it is very likely we're going to have to move that up to every 1 or 2 years because things are the precarious situation that we're in. Things have declined so drastically that we will probably have to revisit the quotas on a shorter term to see where we're at.
How do you count the whitefish and know that your estimates are accurate?
Well, we use what's called a statistical catch-at-age model, a population model that's widely used in the fisheries realm. It's a pretty sophisticated model. It incorporates catch data from a variety of sources, the commercial fishery, the recreational fishery, some of our what we call fishery independent assessments, meaning the surveys that we do as the Wisconsin DNR. All those different inputs, and then we also look at the age structure of the fish, the age composition. So how many old fish and how many new fish and how many young fish are in the population, more or less put that all together in overly simplistic terms. And we are able to get estimates of the number of fish. As I said, it's a catch-at-age model, so we get estimates of number of fish by age class. So let's just say all the fish that were born in 2015, we have a general idea of how many there are. Again, they're population model estimates. And that gets all collated, and then we get this overall abundance either in numbers and biomass. And then we set an exploitation rate, so a percentage of that overall population that we feel is comfortable, sustainable, and a reasonable amount to allocate to fishing mortality being the sport in the commercial fisheries. And that is the quota that the most recent quota that was recommended in last December.
Scott, the 2000s have been really rough for whitefish. What do you anticipate 20 years from now?
Well, unless things change dramatically, unless something happens that's frankly short of a miracle on Lake Michigan, we will continue to see declines. We just haven't seen enough young fish come into the population. And those fish that were born in the 1990s and early 2000s were enormous year classes, but they can only hang on so long. So right now we have a very old, big population of whitefish in Lake Michigan. Green Bay, on the other hand, because it has been recruiting whitefish because we have had young fish coming into the population, albeit at lower levels now than we did 10 or 15 years ago. If that maintains and is consistent and doesn't continue to decline as it has recently, then we should see some stable whitefish populations in Green Bay. But that's only in southern Green Bay. That's in the more productive part of Green Bay, the more nutrient-rich part of Green Bay, as opposed to the northern end of Green Bay, which behaves a lot more like Lake Michigan proper and is much more nutrient-poor, and the whitefish are not doing nearly as well up there.
Scott, thank you for this update.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Scott Hansen is senior fisheries biologist for the DNR in Sturgeon Bay. Up next, we turn to the commercial fishing industry itself and how changes in Lake Michigan's whitefish population are affecting the people who make a living off its catch. Paul LeClaire is owner of Susie Q Fish Company in Two Rivers. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your family has been fishing Lake Michigan from Two Rivers for over 130 years. What is it about this business that's kept generations of your family in it?
I guess it's kind of in their blood. My grandpa, he was almost out, but he had to borrow some extra money to keep on going. So he just loved doing it, I guess. I'm not sure why my dad did it, because he really didn't like it that much, but I think it was something that he grew up doing, so I guess you usually do what your family does.
What do you love about it?
I guess the outside, the challenge of catching the fish.
The challenge of catching the fish. How is fishing these days? What do you see out there?
How is fishing? Fishing is on a decline, pretty big decline. We're seeing less fish. The weather seems to be getting worse every year. There seems to be more wind. We're lucky to get out 2 to 3 days a week. So we have to find some other things for our captain to do. And I don't have a lot of employees. I only have one captain that runs the boat. So we have to find other things for him to do also.
The DNR reducing commercial whitefish harvesting in Lake Michigan by 40% this season. How is that affecting your business?
You know, it's not really hurting our business. We have a smokefish business, which is probably about 75% of our business. When there was a lot of whitefish around, it was maybe half only, and then the fresh was half the business. But with the decline in whitefish, we're just focusing more on smoking our fish and making money that way.
Okay, so you're looking at different ways, kind of value added to the fishing business, if you will.
Yeah, and also yeah. I end up buying a lot more fish. I used to be able to catch most of my own whitefish. Last year, I ended up purchasing a substantial amount of whitefish from Lake Superior, other fishermen in northern Michigan.
Is this a change from previous generations of your family?
Yeah, it is. It's a big change. Like Scott said earlier, we used to have chubs. We used to fish a lot. We used to have smelt and the whitefish. And now we're down to only the whitefish. And that's not half of what it used to be just a couple years ago. So it's hurting.
So you have to rely a bit on reselling what you get out of Lake Superior. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Yeah. Like you said, I buy that whitefish and then smoke that whitefish. I do have a bit that I sell in the local that we catch and fillet around here, but we used to catch a lot more. I used to send to Chicago and New York. Right now I'm only sending probably a 10% of what I used to catch in the last couple years ago.
Would your father or grandfather have any business decisions that are different than what you're doing? Could they see a way out of this?
No, I don't think so. The invasive species that came in just covered the bottom and wrecked the whole zooplankton and everything. We always say if the fish aren't there, you can't make them. So what's there is there. And if they're not there, you can't catch them. So
what does that mean for your business in the long term here as you look out?
Well, I think commercial fishing is just about on the way out. There used to be 20 boats out of Two Rivers, you know, 100 years ago. Now there's only one company left, which we have one boat, and there's not many people fishing on Lake Michigan anymore, commercial fishing.
You're based out of Two Rivers on the eastern side of Door County. Are you following the fish into Green Bay?
No, we don't get that far. We go up as far north as Kewaunee and then as far south as just around Cleveland, Wisconsin.
So you've been a Lake Michigan fisherman for decades. How is the water changing over your career in fishing?
The water changed quite a bit. These mussels that came in, it got much clearer. So there's more stuff that grows in the water. We used to have to fish trap nets. Trap nets stay out there for months at a time, and they would get weighed down from all the seaweed and the moss and stuff. Now we use a trawl for whitefish. And the only problem with the trawl is we get the quagga mussels that kind of fill up the net because they are a couple inches thick on the bottom. But the quagga mussels is what cleaned up the water. So you can see a lot, but it's not clean.
What do you do with the mussels when you get those up?
You just shovel them back in. They're good for nothing. Some of the whitefish eat a few of them, but there's not much nourishment in them.
Do you find that you're getting more and more of those invasive?
It's hard to say.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
If you didn't have the fish you're able to buy from Lake Superior, where would your company be?
Well, we do purchase a lot of a wild salmon from Alaska and Canada, the Pacific uh-huh. Ocean. And we also do a lot of farm-raised from South America, Chilean salmon. So we do a lot of that.
Okay. So you look at global markets as well for the fish?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the salmon, because we can't get any of the lake trout or salmon out of Lake Michigan. So then we have to buy it from the ocean.
With those purchases, have you been affected by the federal government's tariffs?
Somewhat. Even Canada, we buy some stuff from Canada. We had some increases. We just had to raise our prices to pass it along.
So you had to accommodate by just raising prices and trying to keep going.
Yep. On our smoked end, we had to raise some of the prices. And even for the fresh perch or bluegill we get, there was some tariffs on that stuff.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could be here.
Paul LeClaire is owner of Susie Q Fish Company in Two Rivers. We've been talking about a major reduction underway to the commercial harvest of whitefish from Lake Michigan following a steep population decline in recent decades. We previously spoke with DNR senior fisheries biologist Scott Hansen about the new commercial whitefish quota and keeping whitefish sustainable.